This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military said Tuesday its forces had taken control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, a day after ordering tens of thousands of Palestinians to leave the area and launching repeated strikes. Israel's moving forward with an offensive in the southern city, even as ceasefire negotiations with Hamas remain on a knife's edge. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The move on Tuesday comes after hours of back and forth in the Israel-Hamas war, with a militant group on Monday saying it accepted an Egyptian-Qatari mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel, meanwhile, insisted the deal did not meet its core demands. The high-stakes diplomatic moves and military brinkmanship left a glimmer of hope alive, but only barely, for an accord that could bring at least a pause in the seven-month-old war that has devastated the Gaza Strip. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
While Hamas has indicated it would accept an Egypt-Qatari-brokered ceasefire proposal, a proposal the United States has been urging Hamas to accept for at least 2 weeks, Israel so far has rejected it and pushed ahead with its offensive. Speaking with VOA's International Edition program, former National Security Council and Mideast expert with the Clinton and Obama White Houses, Stephen Simon, suggests Israel's goal of total victory in Gaza, as meaning the elimination of Hamas, is preventing them from accepting a ceasefire. He said Israeli hostages held by Hamas might be the only thing that might make them reconsider.
You do have a lot of Israelis who want a ceasefire, as quickly as possible and without regard, to full victory, so long as the hostages come out. But that appears not to be the government's goal, and the government is calling the shots.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A knife attack at a hospital in southwestern China has killed at least two people and injured 21 others. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
China's state media has reported a knife attack at a hospital in the country's southwest, with several people injured. China's official Xinhua agency called the attack in Yunnan province a vicious assault. The suspect involved in the attack has been arrested, according to a local TV channel. Witnesses told local media that medical staff were among the injured. Knife attacks have happened before in China, often at kindergartens. A man with a knife killed six people and wounded one other last July at a kindergarten in southeastern China's Guangdong province. I'm Karen Chamas.
International Atomic Energy Agency Chief Rafael Grossi Tuesday called on Iran to adopt concrete measures to help bolster cooperation on the country's nuclear program. At a news conference in the Iranian city of Isfahan, Grossi said he had proposed talks with Iranian officials that would focus on the very concrete, the very practical and tangible measures that could be implemented in order to accelerate cooperation. Grossi traveled Monday to Iran, where his agency faces increasing difficulty in monitoring the Islamic Republic's rapidly advancing nuclear program as tensions remain high in the wider Middle East over the Israel-Hamas war. Analysts say China continues to undertake incredibly aggressive military actions in the international waters after an Australian Navy helicopter was targeted by flares dropped by a Chinese fighter jet over international waters. The Canberra government in Australia has condemned the incident as dangerous and unprofessional. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The Australian Seahawk helicopter was taking part in a United Nations mission to enforce sanctions against North Korea when it was intercepted by the Chinese Air Force. Officials in Canberra say the Chinese fighter jet detonated flares close to the Australian helicopter, forcing its pilot to take evasive action. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Powerful storms have erupted in the central United States, bringing tornadoes to rural Oklahoma and large hail to parts of Kansas. At least one death has been reported in Oklahoma. Tornadoes were spotted skirting northern Oklahoma, including one that caused extensive damage north of Tulsa in the small town of Barnesdale. The Osage County Sheriff has confirmed one person has died. Homes were destroyed and trees and power lines toppled by the tornado. In Kansas, some areas were pelted by apple-sized hail. Roger Edwards, lead forecaster with the U.S. Storm Prediction Center, says there's still a threat of dangerous storms on Tuesday.
Kansas and western Missouri are in the clear, but eastern Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, and I'd say central and eastern Missouri still have a threat for severe wind, tornadoes, and hail.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.